Pyongyang to avoid provocations that would only add to tensions on the peninsula.
The ever-present danger is the reason why we speak of the ability to fight tonight. That's the slogan up here. No one ever wants to have to do that. But deterrence is guaranteed through strength.
Defense Secretary Carter called America's alliance with South Korea as ironclad. I'm John Clemens.
Kansas City Royals are being crowned World Series champions for the first time in 30 years. The Royals captured their first World Series title since 1985. You're listening to USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB.
Cancer, the outcome of the cancer, and importantly, it's being used very commonly these days to help determine the best therapy.
Dr. Shilsky says in a person with cancer, testing can identify gene changes that can help doctors map out a personalized treatment plan. In an individual who's disease-free, genetic testing can determine whether a person has a hereditary risk of developing certain cancers. Dr. Shilsky says genetic testing coupled with counseling has become an important part of cancer screening, diagnosis, and treatment. At least five people are dead after floodwaters swept through Texas. Three people died in the Austin area when they were swept away by waters over the weekend. One person was inside a car which went over a flooded-out bridge on Saturday. Carly Fiorina is set for a memorable appearance on The View this week. The Republican presidential candidate announced on Fox News this morning she will be a guest on the show Friday. Last week, The View co-host made fun of Fiorina's smile, saying she looked demented during the GOP debate on CNBC. Fiorina said the comments from co-hosts Michelle Collins and Joy Behar pointed out that when liberals don't like the message, they attack the messenger. Fiorina said the women of The View should man up and debate her on policies instead of talking about her face. You're listening to USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Weather this afternoon is going to be mostly sunny with a high near 67 and calm winds. Tonight it'll be patchy fog after 4 a.m. That's more like morning rather than tonight. Otherwise, mostly clear with a low around 42 with calm winds. Tuesday, patchy fog before 7 a.m. Otherwise sunny with a high near 72. Calm winds becoming west around 5 miles an hour. And Tuesday night, patchy fog after 5 a.m., otherwise clear with a low around 41 and calm winds. Wednesday, patchy fog before 7 a.m., otherwise sunny with a high near 76 and calm winds. Wednesday night, there's a slight chance of showers after 1 a.m., patchy fog after 5 a.m., and otherwise partly cloudy with a low around 45, and a chance of precipitation is only about 20%, so I guess it matters where you're at. We are, you're listening to Mental Health Matters. This is a NAMI Hour, compliments of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. I'm Larry Cartwright, your host. And NAMI is the National Alliance on Mental Illness. And there is a chapter of NAMI in every county in the state of New Jersey, every state in the union, and overseas. In Hunterdon County, we're all volunteers. We have no paid staff. We have no office. We work out of our houses, use our own phones. The one thing about nice about working out of your house, it's a short commute from the bedroom to the kitchen to work. so you don't have to fight traffic. And what we try to do is we try to help people who either have someone in their family or they themselves have a mental health issue. And we do this by teaching classes. I teach a family-to-family class, which is a 12-week course for families who have someone. And it doesn't have to be a blood relative. It could be your next-door neighbor, someone you work with, a close friend, whatever. We run support groups, so people can come to a support group and be with others who are either going through the same thing they are or have just recently started going through it, and people can help each other. We have what they call a basics course for families who have children under the age of 18 who may be showing signs of a mental health issue. And we have what they call a educating the educator class, which in this day and age, in this economy, teachers are probably with the children a lot more than some adults, than some of the parents are, because of the work issues and so on and so forth. So teachers may be the first ones to spot something in one of the children in their class. Everything we do is free. There is no charge. And you can call. It's 908-284-0500, and someone will get back to you within 24 hours. It's not manned every minute of the day, but we do check messages twice a day, so we try to get back to people. We are very privileged today to have with us Carol Ricard, who's a licensed clinical social worker. Carol is a tobacco treatment specialist, and she has written over a dozen publications and conducted national training workshops on stress and wellness. She has also written 10 books. I had 8, but she told me it was 10. And she's a popular speaker and trainer at all types of conferences and events. She's the founder and CEO of Well You University, Y-O-U, LLC, which is a global health education and training company dedicated to empowering people with the tools and support to achieve lifelong wellness. Carol is also someone I consider a close friend. We've known each other a few years now. A few. And right now, Carol's on a board of a Trenton hospital, which is dealing with parity. And I know what kind of parity we're dealing with, but maybe the people out there don't. So maybe you would like to elaborate a little bit about that, Carol.
Yeah, well, parity is a pretty amazing thing, because for many, 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 many years, if you had a mental health condition, it was never covered by your insurance company. Quite the same way that physical health was.
In some cases, it still isn't.
It isn't, and yet that's why we're here talking about it, because right. It's supposed to be. But back in 2008, the couple senators, Wellstone and Pete Domenici, they finally got, it's illegal. It's actually a federal law, the Mental Health Parity and Addiction Equity Act. Okay,
yeah.
I was trying to remember all the whole thing. But basically what it says is that we have to treat mental health just the same way we treat physical health as far as insurance plans and insurance coverage go. You know, we have a long ways to go around stigma and other levels and outside of insurance, treating them equally, but as far as getting care and access to care. So parity means that the two are not supposed to be treated any differently by an insurance company.
But very often they are. Is that correct?
Well, I don't know. I mean, yeah. We're actually trying to collect some stories from people. And so, Larry, if you've got some stories, I kind of want to hear them. But the thing about it is that you don't know what you don't know. And my goal is to help people learn so then they know what they don't know.
And, you know, it seems to me, well, it has in the past, up until, well, recently, a couple months ago, people with mental health issues, they receive a different care than the average patient.
Yeah.
And
I would agree with that statement.
In many cases, they receive less or no care. And a lot of doctors.
Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Weather this afternoon is going to be mostly sunny with a high near 67 and calm winds. Tonight it'll be patchy fog after 4 a.m. That's more like morning rather than tonight. Otherwise, mostly clear with a low around 42 with calm winds. Tuesday, patchy fog before 7 a.m. Otherwise sunny with a high near 72. Calm winds becoming west around 5 miles an hour. And Tuesday night, patchy fog after 5 a.m., otherwise clear with a low around 41 and calm winds. Wednesday, patchy fog before 7 a.m., otherwise sunny with a high near 76 and calm winds. Wednesday night, there's a slight chance of showers after 1 a.m., patchy fog after 5 a.m., and otherwise partly cloudy with a low around 45, and a chance of precipitation is only about 20%, so I guess it matters where you're at. We are, you're listening to Mental Health Matters. This is a NAMI Hour, compliments of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. I'm Larry Cartwright, your host. And NAMI is the National Alliance on Mental Illness. And there is a chapter of NAMI in every county in the state of New Jersey, every state in the union, and overseas. In Hunterdon County, we're all volunteers. We have no paid staff. We have no office. We work out of our houses, use our own phones. The one thing about nice about working out of your house, it's a short commute from the bedroom to the kitchen to work, so you don't have to fight traffic. And what we try to do is we try to help people who either have someone in their family or they themselves have a mental health issue. And we do this by teaching classes. I teach a family-to-family class, which is a 12-week course for families who have someone, and it doesn't have to be a blood relative. It could be your next-door neighbor, someone you work with, a close friend, whatever. We run support groups, so people can come to a support group and be with others who are either going through the same thing they are or have just recently started going through it, and people can help each other. We have what they call a basics course for families who have children under the age of 18, who may be showing signs of a mental health issue. And we have what they call a educating the educator class, which in this day and age, in this economy, teachers are probably with the children a lot more than some of the parents are because of the work issues and so on and so forth. So teachers may be the first ones to spot something in one of the children in the class. Everything we do is free. There is no charge. And you can call. It's 908-284-0500. And someone will get back to you within 24 hours. It's not manned every minute of the day, but we do check messages twice a day. So we try to get back to people. We are very privileged today to have with us Carol Ricard, who's a licensed clinical social worker. Carol is a tobacco treatment specialist, and she has written over a dozen publications and conducted national training workshops on stress and wellness. She has also written 10 books. I had 8, but she told me it was 10. And she's a popular speaker and trainer at all types of conferences and events. She's the founder and CEO of Well You University, Y-O-U, LLC, which is a global health education and training company dedicated to empowering people with the tools and support to achieve lifelong wellness. Carol is also someone I consider a close friend. We've known each other a few years now. A few. And right now, Carol's on a board of a Trenton hospital, which is dealing with parity. And I know what kind of parity we're dealing with, but maybe the people out there don't. So maybe you would like to elaborate a little bit about that, Carol.
Yeah, well, parity is a pretty amazing thing because for many, 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 many years, if you had a mental health condition, it was never covered by your insurance company. quite the same way that physical health was.
In some cases, it still isn't.
It isn't, and yet that's why we're here talking about it, because right. It's supposed to be. But back in 2008, the couple senators, Wellstone and Pete Domenici, they finally got, it's illegal. It's actually a federal law, the Mental mm-hmm. Health Parity and Addiction Equity Act. Okay, whew.
Yeah.
I was trying to remember all the whole thing. But basically what it says is that we have to treat mental health just the same way we treat physical health as far as insurance plans and insurance coverage go. We have a long ways to go around stigma and other levels and outside of insurance, treating them equally, but as far as getting care and access to care. So parity means that